All right, so next up we have the Moon Bureau with Coping Haven. And it seems like the Moon Bureau just jumped from the 60s to like this 90s alt-rock sound. I really like their previous submissions. But this one is a lot more like The Cure than about any sort of like mod or any of those like 60s songs, 60s groups. But anyhow, this is fine. I thought it was not nearly as catchy as their previous submissions, but the third verse did get my head bobbing, so that's really something. You know, I think the song is perfectly fine.
I mean, I sort of like that late 80s, early 90s shimmery, clean guitar sound. I mean, I like the Smiths, and to me it sort of reminds me of the Smiths a little bit. I really like the musical interlude between the second and third verses, where there wasn't really a guitar solo, but there was like this reverb-drenched sort of bassy-sounding guitar playing this low-pitched lead line that I thought was really cool. I mean, I thought this was well-executed and well-produced jangle pop, and I'm definitely here for it. One thing to note about the music, though, this is short. Like, this is just over 2 minutes, and it's fine if you can say what you want to say in 2 minutes, but when I first listened to this song, I thought that the delusion that the narrator had was simply that the woman that he was smitten with, he probably thought that she was also smitten with him, which I think is an interesting way of meeting the challenge, because that's often not the case. So it's a workable take in the context of a pop song, and there's like lots of fertile ground for self-delusion here. But when I learned that the object of the narrator's attention was just a statue and not a real person, I didn't like the idea any better. In fact, I think I liked it a little bit less, because like the narrator is not super well drawn here. Like, what would cause them to be so clueless that they can mistake a statue for a real person? And maybe not once, but for three verses worth. So what's frustrating here is that this song could have gone on for another minute and a half or 2 minutes even without an issue. So there was a lot more room to sketch out the character of the narrator, and they just didn't do it. So I think, again, this is a problem of trying to get too cute with the challenge and not delivering on substance.
Normally I read all the song bios as I'm listening to them for the first time. But I think Micah encouraged us not to do that this time. He said, maybe have a listen before you read the bios. And so I did that, and I immediately got that this was about The Little Mermaid. And I thought that it was about the movie version of The Little Mermaid, where, you know, she's a real mermaid, but she can't speak. So he's having to imagine what she's feeling, or try and build this story up around this mermaid that can't speak. And I felt a little shortchanged when I later read the bio and realized that he was infatuated with a statue. But yeah, I love all the sounds. I'm an absolute sucker for jangle pop. If you ever want to pander to me, that is the way to do it, as well as sending me jars of Vegemite, obviously. But I went and read the Wikipedia article for the statue after I had realized that that's what it was about, and I did not know how many times that statue has been vandalized.
Oh, wow.
It is absolutely insane. People sawing off the bottom half of it, throwing paint on it over and over and over again. Go and read it. It's an absolute trip.